We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Captain Josh Connell. Looks like Nick McNamara stepped in now for Dave Lewis, so thank you to Nick producing things over there. We got a big event coming up here tomorrow here in Manhattan. It's part of a national effort. It's National Drug Take-Back Day, and RCPD is heavily involved with this.
Yeah, so the idea behind this is that if you have some medications that you no longer use and you don't want to just throw them away in the trash, we have the opportunity. We'll take those off your hands for you. And that's going to happen April the 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be, of course, at the Raleigh County Police Department and over at Dillon's West Loop. And so you can take any unwanted medications, old medications that you have, clear out your shelves and bring them to us, and we'll dispose of them properly.
And I think this is such a good event here, and it's free, obviously. You come in, you dispose of it. I think there's a lot of people who are maybe a little fearful to bring these in here because they're bringing it to law enforcement, but no questions asked here. You just dispose of them, right?
Nope. You bring them, and they get put in a big trash bag, and then we make certain that they're taken care of appropriately.
Yeah, and how long has RCPD been involved with this?
The program's kind of been off and on. I want to say 10 years ago, maybe It started. Of course, you know, I'm older, so everything to me was like 5 or 10 years ago. So somebody may go, oh, no, you've been doing that for X amount of time. But I think the program stopped for a while and then was picked back up again, and it's back on board. It's extremely popular with many communities, ours included. And so, yeah, we're glad to participate in that.
And again, they'll be taking those at the RCPD location, 1001 South Seth Child or Dillon's West Loop, 1101 West Loop Place, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Let's talk about some other items here that you're involved with, and include the Boys and Girls Club of Manhattan.
Yeah, so we as an agency decided a few years back to get very involved with Boys and Girls Club and Big Brothers Big Sisters. It turns out that both of these organizations have a very strong research base that show that they have a positive impact on kids, especially kids at risk. Boys and Girls Club specifically, there was a randomized controlled study that showed that if kids are in Boys and Girls Club, they are more likely to graduate from high school than those that are not. And we know that high school graduation means a lot of things to youth. And it also means, from a crime perspective, they're much less likely to be involved in criminal activity across their life course. And it's a big deal. So the fact that they are able to show that they have a huge impact in high school graduation means a lot to us, and we tacitly and officially work with them and support them. They've got a couple of events coming up. April 27th is their murder mystery event at the Columbian Theater in Wamego. And May 11th, they're having the Cox Barbecue Festival. And there's a competition going on amongst first responders to see who can come up with the best barbecue. So it's a good opportunity to vote for the best barbecue, and hopefully the best team will win. I'm sure it's going to be RCPD, but don't tell a fire or EMS that I said that. And also, Boys and Girls Club as an organization in Manhattan is celebrating their 25th year this July, so that's exciting. Big Brothers Big Sisters, same thing, a large national organization with a strong local presence and research that goes with it. Kids who have a big are more less likely to result in violence to address the problems they're dealing with, and they have a greater sense of self-esteem. So we do fortunately have a couple of members of our agency that are bigs. We're working on seeing if we can get more. And the RCPD recently participated in the Bowl for Kids' Sake. And we had a bowling team. Rachel Pate was the captain of that team. She did a really good job. And the Fraternal Order of Police were kind enough to provide a donation that covered our team entry. And so we were able to participate in that. And everyone got to see what a horrible bowler I am. So.
Oh, that's. I'm sure you're not that bad.
It's bad.
Okay. Well, you know, and you mentioned what great organizations these are. I've actually, not through Big Brothers Big Sisters, but a different organization, I've mentored a student before, and it's a great experience if you've never done it. I didn't know at the time, but his mother was not feeling well. She was ill with cancer, and she later passed away after our mentorship time was done. But you know, it was a great experience for me, because he got to connect with me and share some, you know, personal things he was going through, and I got to, you know, just be part of that. And I'll never forget that experience. It was a great time. Anybody who's never done it should at least do it once.
Yeah, I would encourage anybody to consider it. The need out there is especially for males. There's a lot of what they call littles, young boys, who are trying to get through life and figure out where they're headed and why they're headed that direction, and they need some mentoring. And there's a particular need for men to be willing to be a big.
Yeah, it's definitely good. We appreciate you promoting that here on In Focus. Got a few more minutes. If anybody's got any calls or want to have any questions here about the budget, we'll certainly take those. 537-1350. And anything else we should know about RCPD coming up here in the next few weeks?
Well, I'm putting me on the spot a little bit. Let me think through. Let's see. We're going to be looking at graduation here pretty soon. So I hope everybody has a very safe and successful graduation time. And then we'll be looking at summer. I think traffic is probably the biggest thing we think about during that time. We're looking at some construction. I'm seeing that occurring. And to be honest with you, I got caught up in some construction and traffic slowed down quicker than I expected a couple of times. So I'm reminding myself, along with everybody else, take it easy, especially as you enter those construction zones. There's one right now on K-18, and you really want to slow down in that one because it's a very tight lane and traffic comes to a halt within the construction as traffic is heavy. So keep your eyes open. We continue to get a number, and it's regular, but it seems to be picking up just lately, of complaints of speeding in school zones. And so I wouldn't be surprised to find out that we're, between now and the end of the school year, going to be emphasizing school zones. And so I encourage everyone to keep your eyes peeled. The overwhelming majority of school zones, at least around the Manhattan area, have flashing lights with them. I saw one earlier today. So pay attention to those lights, slow down, get it down to 20, and help us out there.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You know, there are hazardous conditions with potholes
Yes.
throughout much of the area.
Yes.
Does that take its toll on RCPD's fleet?
Ah, well, okay, well, let's talk about tires. How about that?
Okay, that's a good start.
Okay, we'll talk about
tires. Not to mention the nerves of those driving.
Well, it's come up recently. You know, you can have a really great vehicle. And one of the things, we talked about budget earlier, and I want to say a big thank you to everyone. RCPD is well-equipped. We do have really good equipment. And I think that enhances our safety and enhances the safety of the community. And the community has consistently made certain that RCPD has the equipment that it needs to do its job. We don't have anything crazy fancy, but we do have solid equipment. I had an officer bring up the other day that they were near another officer from another agency, and it really pointed out to them that we're well equipped. And why am I talking about that? Well, because tires. You can have a really good car, but if it doesn't have very good tires, it doesn't mean a whole lot. You've got a very small patch of material that decides where the car is going to go and not go and how quickly it stops. And so you want to make certain that your tires are in really good condition. And we're starting to take a hard look at the tires that we're using. We're starting to have some issues with them. I know I talked to a couple of county officers yesterday, and especially on gravel roads, they wear through tires very quickly. So we're looking at a couple of different options, and I think potholes has something to do with the wear and tear that we're putting on our tires.
All right. Well, great information here today, Captain Josh Kyle. We appreciate all the time here, and we'll see you sometime down the road, I'm sure.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Captain Josh Kyle, Raleigh County Police Department, our guest here on In Focus. And that'll do it here for this Friday morning.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Appreciate you coming in, Captain Kyle. It's we're moving up on 10 a.m. after CBS News, Blueville's Horticulture Hints will be followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and then the game this afternoon till 5:30. That's when we jump into K-State Baseball. Have a great weekend.